and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Okay, we are back. Yes, taking America back means taking it back and not just talking about it. And I'm looking at this story here that pretty well sums it up. Confiscation of firearms in New Orleans. And they said it would never happen. And remember, George Bush is the pro-gun president, too. And it's happening on his watch. Well, they said it would never happen, but when conditions change, officials swing into action to break their word, state, federal, and local. They violate their oath of office, violate the law, and bluff or force their will upon the public. This is the source of lawlessness, when officials break the law in professional incompetence, delaying of proper response, and because we say so, oppression of the people. To a constituent, officials lied. Condition? Lawlessness in Louisiana, in New Orleans particularly. The problem? Thugs shooting and civil unrest. The solution? Take away everybody's guns and force evacuation, leaving the neighborhood unprotected. The reality? Only the criminals will have the guns, perpetrating the original problem as they return to the evacuation zone. Exactly, please, how does law enforcement discern the good guys from the bad guys in what to confiscate from whom? If guns are being confiscated from thugs, what becomes of the thugs to follow up on the suspicion of crime that justifies the confiscation? Well, don't expect much, folks, because the jails were open there to release the felons for their own safety. Brilliant, huh? Just brilliant. First confiscation, then they come for you, then they call it mandatory evacuation, then they are still confiscating weapons and coming for you. This is the testing ground, isn't it? And you know, if you've watched the media reportage in just the last few days, and I watch the mainstream, so-called mainstream networks, they are repeatedly hinting at the need for some sort of greater force, some sort of national military involvement, because God forbid if we have another hurricane in another part of the country that is as demanding as this one, we'll have no choice. We'll need the federal government and all of its full resources, and that means what's left of our military. Let's crack a few heads. Let's bring in the stormtroopers. Let's restore order. Well, that's exactly what's coming. 4 weeks ago today, I believe it was, the Washington Post did that story on NORTHCOM and what they had said. NORTHCOM itself, the U.S. government saying Pentagon is admitting they have plans in effect that will institute martial law and full military involvement across America, wherever the region may require it, or several regions at once, such as an attack, a nuclear, radiological, biological attack. We will need to have the full military involvement. Forget about posse comitatus. Forget about the Constitution. That'll all be disbanded. Just like we saw the Padilla case overturned the other day by this Court of Appeals. And who's on that Court of Appeals? This judge that wants to be nominated for the other vacancy of the Supreme Court, Lutvik. How interesting, huh? George Bush rides on. We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams for John Stadmiller. We must take
Hello. this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, and we are back now in the second hour in the National Intel Report. I is Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadtmiller. And we are here talking about a number of issues, but particularly the fallout of the hurricane in New Orleans. And I haven't even gotten into weather modification reports that have been published in the Wall Street Journal, the Providence Journal, and so forth. We haven't even dealt with that yet because we haven't had time. Got so many callers, so let's go right back to the phones. And we'll say hello to Brett in Kansas. Hi, Brett.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad.
Thank you.
I just called in today to actually take issue with a previous caller you had. He was talking about New Orleans and how it was a, quote, race-mixing cesspool, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And listen, and he also said that, you know, New Orleans had it coming, some kind of biblical something. Anyway, that's what I'm taking issue with here. That, I mean, I enjoy RBN programming, and that's not what I'm sure the man had good intentions with what he was saying, but that's not what the Patriot community is in America is all about. We're comprised of all different races, colors, whether we're mixed or not. And I think that comment was counterproductive, and I just wanted to voice my concern with that.
Well, you have just done so.
Yes, sir. And I understand this free speech radio. He has every right to say what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to voice my concern and say that that's not what we stand for. Not what I stand for, at least.
Ah, there you go. All right. Very good. What else did you want to say?
That's it.
That's all? All right. Well, you said it, and you see how free we are. We permit both sides of all of these positions because we do have a very diverse community out there. We have patriots of all colors, no question about it, all ethnicities. And we have people who feel that their own community is what counts and what should be above the others. Now, I don't believe in supremacism or in separatism in that sense at all. But I do feel that that we all have a stake in what's going to happen to our nation as a whole. And if we don't win, well, it's all over, basically. It's all over for our country. It's all over for our civilization and for our Christian heritage, which is something that we cannot lose sight of. That is a reality that we must hold dear and near to our hearts. All right, thank you for your call. And now let's say hello to Sheldon in Arizona. Hi. Hello, Sheldon. You're on the air.
Hey, Rick. Talking about weather control, I wanted to bring something up. This would be the first show for me to mention this on. My friend up in Wisconsin, she always told me, watch when the space shuttle comes back from orbit. The weather always changes, and then this hurricane happened after the shuttle came back.
Uh-huh.
And I remember seeing Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson's face during the shuttle mission. She was in the Mission Control Center talking to the astronauts, and then after the flight, he was at the welcome home ceremony in Houston, Texas, and I was told by my friend in Wisconsin that every time the astronauts go up there, they're all military astronauts. They change some kind of program in the satellites to alter the weather patterns. And now we got Senator Bailey Hutchinson lady. She's got this weather control bill out.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is connect the dots there.
Well, you know, we don't. The American public, including myself, simply does not know the extent to which government can affect the weather. But I am not going to say something I can't document. What I will do is I will state the facts as I have seen them and as I have seen various reports by United States senators, the Wall Street Journal, all of the establishment people who tell us certain things about the weather. For instance, in 1975, our own senator from up here, from Rhode Island, Senator Claiborne Pell, had written a piece, an op-ed piece, in the Journal Bulletin here, that we had better be very, very much in opposition to weather modification as a policy of warfare, because it can indeed be used as a matter of military control. And he cited several examples of that. Now, this was in 75. Nearly 30 years ago. And then we have more recent articles from the Wall Street Journal in particular about nations, certain nations that have been using weather modification techniques and not just having to do with rain or creating rain. Much, unfortunately, much further than that. And as we go along with the program today, maybe we can talk a little bit about some of those things that have appeared just as late as the 1997 Wall Street Journal reports news brief on Malaysia to battle smog with cyclones and so forth. But right now, time to take more calls at 800-313-9443. Now, let's see. We've got Joe in Massachusetts. Is that right? Are you there, Joe? I don't hear you.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Now I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
I wanted to bring up some comments, some things I heard on the radio, and I want your comment. Did you hear about the doctors that killed the patients in New Orleans?
I heard in a nebulous way, but give me some specifics.
It was in a newspaper called The Mail. These were patients that were suffering and dying, and they felt there was no way out for them. So they took asking their family or anything. I mean, they took the decision to give them morphine, and then eventually they fled the hospital, but they allowed the nurses stayed there with them until they die. I have mixed feelings. I don't agree with that unless the patient makes a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think if more people would take people into their lives, life would be better. I was told I shouldn't have been born when I was born, and I have a disability, but that's beside the point. but I have mixed feelings. I mean, yes, it was a snap decision. It was in the mail. I think it's the mail. You can do UK or something. I don't know the exact website. Just themail.com or something. And
British source. Is that what you said? Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
And they're going to protect the doctors. I don't think they should. I think that they realize that it was a difficult situation. I think I would forgive them, but they have to humble themselves. And the families were not notified. I mean, they can get prisoners out of jail, but they can't take care of patients. And that bothers me. Because all these doctors make good money. They all take care of the homeless. I was reading on
You want to hear a good one? I don't know if you remember the major strike they had in the hospitals there. And was it San Francisco about 2.5 decades ago?
Yeah.
And the result was the death rate went down and people were living when the doctors went on strike.
Yeah.
And they settled the strike very quickly. And that's a fact.
Well,
I mean, you know, so it can work either way. But I understand your point. In fact, I don't know the circumstances of that and desperation in the hospitals. No medicines, no electricity, no power. The generators, maybe. I don't know what went on.
What they were saying, the generators were gone, and they say the people were roaming around, the drugs and all this.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But, hey, if they can evacuate a jail, let them evacuate some of the patients.
Sure.
And let them take some of them into their lives, which I've always felt we can do other things, so we can't take care of our own people. What's your take? Do you feel the same way that, in this case, euthanasia is wrong?
I don't like the idea of putting anybody to sleep unnecessarily. That would be, in my position, the very last resort.
I mean,
very last resort.
But, I mean, if you're suffering, and they had three categories, trauma and dying and injury, if you're really in agony and there's nothing they can do, that should be up to you. If there is, they should try it.
Right,
don't you
feel?
I mean, people say, well, we put a dog to sleep.
I don't want to be in that position to ever have to make that decision, to be honest with you, for someone. It's a very tacky thing. It's a very difficult thing, you know, and we've been through this, you know, this route before, and we've been through this most recently in the Florida case and what we saw there. Terry Schiavo Schindler, and what we saw there, and I have mixed feelings. I'm very much opposed to the idea of judges deciding who shall live and who shall not
live.
Me
too. I say it's up to the individual, correct?
Right. Well, I think there has to be more than one person. Where you have a split case and there's no clear-cut will or living will or any such thing, then you just can't assume something that you don't have enough evidence.
I mentioned it, because Oregon has a law. They say you can die with dignity. They can put you down with dignity. But I still say that should be up to the individual, not up to a bunch of doctors, because these doctors all, I mean, I know they work hard and all that, but they all seem, you see the trauma room, the emergency room discovery. They all make money and they all have families. Wouldn't it be something they use some of their talent? I mean, anybody can get grants from the government and get money to study this. And to get people like me who don't have any families and others who don't care, you know, we'd love to, because there's a lot of medical things out there that can be done for people are in need. And
well,
it just,
that's another thing, too, is there are alternatives, and the alternatives are being suppressed by the government, by the AMA types, by the FDA types, by all of these forces of the pharmaceutical industries. And that itself is another issue that we need to address as we do on our
programs. One other thing, do you think martial law will come down this country?
Oh, absolutely, if we allow it to, sure.
And then it won't go away, right?
No, it'll come. See, what they're doing is they're conditioning the people to accept the eventuality of a police state. But it has to be in incremental doses. It can't be all at once. It can't be, well, we're just going to send the troops in and you're not going to be free again. No. No, it has to be submit, withdraw, submit, stay. Because it's a very dangerous situation in a particular part of the country. See, they'll use the illegal immigration or invasion crisis to clamp down on the country rather than clamp down on the invaders. And this is what's coming. This is how they create a crisis and then utilize it for their own purposes and the purposes of the New World Order, which is what we're facing, Mike.
So then once the martial law is in, it'll never go away again.
Eventually, yes.
Oh,
I'm afraid unless we stop it now. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Appreciate your call. And we got a break. Be right back with more on the National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadmiller.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we return to the microphones in today's American Free Press. Finally, legislation proposed to legalize and empower civilian border patrols. And they're talking about a corps of volunteers, civilian volunteers, to help protect the nation's borders from undocumented migrants. Introduced by Representative John Culberson of Texas and the Border Protection Corps Act, H.R. 3622, has 46 co-sponsors and is pending before the Homeland Security and Armed Services Committee. Would you like to venture a guess as to what George W.'s position is on that? Huh? All right. One thing before we go back to the telephone. I mentioned weather modification programs that do exist, have existed, and we do know about now. In the 1997 Wall Street Journal reports news brief, Malaysia to Battle Smog with Cyclones by Chen Mei Yi, staff reporter of the Wall Street Journal. This was Thursday, November 13th, 1997, page A19. And it's entitled, or it reads, Malaysia's war on smog is about to get a new twist. The government wants to create man-made cyclones to scrub away the haze that has plagued Malaysia since July. We will use special technology to create an artificial cyclone to clean the air, said Datuk Law Hyung Ding, Minister for Science, Technology, and the Environment. The plan called for the use of new Russian technology to create cyclones, the giant storms also known as typhoons and hurricanes, to cause torrential rains washing the smoke out of the air. So this is not just pie-in-the-sky technology, my friends. It's here, and it may very well be the case in Louisiana. God only knows. All right, our next caller, I believe, is John in Florida. Hello, John. You're on the program.
Oh, hello, Rick Adams. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Didn't expect to be on so soon, but
well, we're fine.
Here I am. Several things I would like to talk about, mostly about New Orleans, confiscation of firearms,
yes,
etc. But I do want to say something in regards to some of the other callers'
mm-hmm.
comments, like Joe just had about martial law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what most people envision as martial law, per se, but, you know, I think some good examples are like what we would call a police state. You know, you don't necessarily need to have the military, but you do have police and other paramilitary type units out there.
Mm-hmm.
Good example might be certainly Red China. But in that same light, Singapore is also a police state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they come in all sorts of different sizes and shapes. But it's certainly something where our liberties will be curtailed.
Well, that's the whole idea of a police state, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Roadblocks and all of these areas where, you know, you'll be stopped and searched for whatever reasons, you know, alcoholism, drunken driving, whatever reason, roadblocks, checkpoints like they do in Israel. We can have the same thing here.
Curfew.
That's the new way.
Just violating a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
All the workers have to be back in bed by 10 o'clock, you know.
All the children off the streets.
Up at 5, et cetera, you know. But also would like to say that a caller earlier, I think his name was Keith, he was talking about some security guards sent down into New Orleans to handle, like, the jewelry businesses.
Uh-huh.
And I must say that I, back in the 1960s, when I was pursuing my undergraduate degree all on a part-time basis, a four-year degree took me 8.5 years because I was working most of the time. And I was a security guard at many, many different locations in New York, basically, upstate New York, down on Long Island, different places, different, you know, experiences. But I then discovered that there were a great number of Jewish-owned security companies, and many of their employees were armed.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of the security jobs, that's very hard to get is to be armed. And, you know, I must say that, you know, a number of the people living up in New York State having to pretty much put up with the Sullivan Law for the possession of a pistol
mm-hmm.
Jumped through all sorts of hoops. And
yes,
the majority of people that I know who have gotten the okay by the authorities were like in their own business. They collected rents, but many of them were also in what I would call organized crime, and their last names ended in O's or I's. And oddly enough, they had no problem legally getting a firearm, whereas somebody else wouldn't.
I'm not surprised. Remember, some are more equal than others, my friend.
Yeah, and a lot of the Jewish people were very Hasidic, would be armed. They would provide escort to the little kiddies going up to the Catskills for the camps and the shuls and all of the other interesting things. And these are things that many people don't notice.
Well, I'm glad you took notice of them because they're there. The reality speaks for itself.
Yeah, and in an odd like connection, a parallel connection, I mean, just look at the state of Israel, bristling with firearms. But if you're a Christian, you can't have them. If you're an Arab Muslim, you can't have them.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, you know, everybody in the Israeli military is a Jew. There are no Christians serving in that military.
Well, there are some so-called Christians that would like to join them, as you know. Thanks for your call.
I got a break, though.
Thank you. Yeah, there are many of these so-called evangelicals that support these sort of things. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All righty. Hey, we're back. We're back. And watching a little bit of the news right now on the National Baloney Company, NBC, with Brian Williams. Just in between the break here, our number, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadtmiller. By the way, tonight we'll have a rebroadcast on my program, which is Uncensored Radio Free America, 8 o'clock Central. And then we expect to be back tomorrow night with a live edition of that program. Let us take some more phone calls, and I believe our next call is Mike in Maryland. Hi, you're on the program, Mike.
Hey, great show. Let me ask you, is your show, is that on the Internet, or are you on shortwave, too?
Well, we have been on the Internet, and whatever stations do carry us across America, I have been on. But now we're told that we are about to embark on the block of programming that will include hours at night on the shortwave facility. So that will happen pretty soon.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to hearing anything, because I'd like it, you know. You run a good show.
Well, I try to give people a diverse viewpoint,
sure,
and get into some debates and discussions that people need to get off their chest. I think that's the important thing.
Sure, that's great. And on this part of the, I have trouble getting the first hour because my little Grundig radio doesn't quite get it sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But do you think the people in New Orleans are going to resist being evicted from the homes and
Well, you know, New Orleans is a big state. We've just been talking about, New Orleans, Louisiana is a big state. We've been talking about the New Orleans area, and we haven't talked about the rest of the state where they're, you have a diverse population, and you have people of all different colors and ethnicities who are not taking kindly to anybody coming to try to disarm them or forcibly evacuate them in the event of whatever natural disaster may happen. So that's what we have been addressing, and that's what we're talking about, the need for people to stand firm. Now, I understand there are dangers, there are problems with toxins, there are other gases and fires. We don't know who's starting fires, by the way. Some of the fires may be started by certain folk. We don't know across New Orleans. But the thing is, they had these disasters long before this century, and they didn't have FEMA. They didn't have a powerful federal government to order people around, put them in camps, take their guns. And you know what? They survived, didn't they?
Sure. Well, that's just a pretext just to grab people's land and either through Agenda 21 or through through corporate takeovers. But I tell you what, I mean, FEMA, it's not just a joke. These fuckers, I mean, these clowns are evil. You know, I mean, are there any instances where these clowns have done any good at all?
Well, of course there are instances where, you know, good comes from many sources, even from powerful, you know, power-hungry bureaucrats will do some good, obviously, and that's always the case. But it's not the good that we should be concerned about. It's the fact that they have too much power and the wrong kind of power and in violation of our Constitution. When they start doing something as blatant as ordering people to surrender their only means of defense when they've done nothing wrong, there's something wrong with that picture, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. When the stuff hits the fan,
yes.
if I run across anybody in a FEMA outfit, they're going to be dead meat.
Well, I wouldn't go looking for trouble. I wouldn't go looking to hunt people down at all. But I think what you should do, what all people should do, who have common sense, is to arm yourself, your family, teach them the use of firearms, have food stored, have water stored, have all of these things you need to live by, and prepare for a day when you'll need them. That's all. That's
sure.
All you should do. Let's not get carried away, go looking for trouble. Because that's not the way to deal with it, okay? I understand the forces of the government, but we haven't reached that point yet, and we still have a lot of good people in government that, believe it or not, are actually with us. And
yeah.
And there are some darn good people still left in the government, in the FBI. There might even be one or two good tax agents left in the whole IRS. I don't know. But we've seen Joe Bannister, we've seen others do yeoman work
when they've
come out. So, you just can't paint everybody as bad. You have to look at the evil and separate the evil from the good. And that's all we need to do, my friend Mike.
Sure, thanks.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Just direct your resources toward the right approach, not the lawless approach, because the ones who are lawless right now, as I see it, are some government agencies out of control and who, for one reason or another, are threatening America with tyranny. Now, let me just say this before I go on to the next caller. I'm not painting everything with a broad conspiratorial brush. That's not my intention, nor is that practical. I don't say that every single thing that happens is the result of a conspiracy. From the sun taking a particular angle to a car that might come out down the street and almost hit you, we can't be paranoid. We can't assume every single thing is conspiratorial. What we can do is look at the facts, look at history, look at what's happening, and say to ourselves, I don't care if it's a result of a plot or if it just happened. It happens. And in history, bad things happen to countries and societies which let the politicians and the bureaucrats take control of their lives. So regardless of whether this hurricane was manufactured, whether the one sitting there at the coast of Florida is another one that's been manufactured, or whether God has sent them, whether nature has sent them, the result is always the same. How do we handle them? Should we let the government take over us and make us safe and make us happy and do all of those nice things like they do in police states? Or should we hold them accountable? And I say the latter, not the former. 800-313-9443 is our number. Troy in New York State. Hello. You are with us on the program.
Thank you. About the police state problem.
Yes.
It seems to me tyranny is always going to be people with badges. I mean, they're going to be people of various badges.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to claim to have authority over you. They're going to claim to be holier than thou.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have are these people with various badges from various departments running around inflicting violence on the citizenry, one way or another, taking their property, abducting them, arresting them, even shooting them dead in some cases.
Right.
If they don't immediately surrender and, you know, and go into doggy submission.
Mm-hmm.
We have these outsiders coming into the localities and just having their will, and we have our local officials bowing down to them and submitting to them. So the problem is like a lot of rabid dogs running free, biting the citizenry with impunity, and even being promoted for their violence. So that's the statement of the problem. People with badges and guns, people with badges and guns having their violent way with us. What do we do? How do we stop it? Here's my solution, the best thing I can think of.
Okay.
If you can say better, please do so.
Mm-hmm.
Police chiefs and federal officials and federal marshals, they're all appointed. None of them are elected. Okay, so there is an office of law enforcement that is elected. It's called the county sheriff. What I propose is that is the county sheriff, whose mm-hmm. job is to maintain mm-hmm. to the death the divine rights of the citizenry, including to own and bear arms, and the divine sovereignty of the county. That is his job, to defend to the death the independence, the sovereignty of the county, and the divine rights of the citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
This sheriff should be responsible for all official violence in the county. What is official violence? Whenever a person with a badge does anything to you, you don't want them to. So, in other words, when the feds come in, if the sheriff gives them permission, then any violence they do is the sheriff's violence. In other words, we have to have someone accountable for all the official violence in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't hold a man responsible for another man's dogs. All of the officials in the county have to be the sheriff's officials. And if other people with guns who do not have the sheriff's permission, bounty hunters included,
mm-hmm.
and inflict violence on county officials, on county citizens, then that's as if any other citizen inflicted violence upon you. See what I'm going with this?
Okay.
In other words, if the sheriff does not give you permission to inflict violence, then you are just a citizen on your own inflicting violence. So the point is, we need an official that we can hold accountable, a representative official. And also, another big point is we've all heard of jury. In other words, the point is to fight tyranny. We've all heard of jury nullification.
Yes.
Here's my proposal. Sheriff nullification. But before he's elected, during the campaign, the prospective sheriffs will say which laws, local, state, or county, they will not enforce. Because
mm-hmm.
they, as the only law enforcement mm-hmm. agency, legal agency in the county, are responsible for the laws. And sheriff nullification is saying which laws they will not enforce before the elections.
Mm-hmm.
No tricks afterwards. In other words, the sheriff does not invent laws, but he has the power to nullify them. And with these and also free airtime. Free airtime by mm-hmm. taking over the local air and giving these guys so they're not bought things. You see what I'm saying? The trouble mm-hmm. with America is public office is essentially up for auction.
Of course.
So what you get are public prostitutes.
Yes, indeed.
Who are workers for big money, okay, who are the whores of big money. So you have to take your public office off the auction block. How do you do that? Free airtime so these guys or gals can have their say, and anyone can listen to who's interested. And with all these things in mind, you see, we can best defend ourselves from tyranny. And all of these things and particulars are written for PDF download, for free PDF download at thehouseoftroy.com.
I knew you'd get around to that.
thehouseoftroy.com. That's free PDF download. Don't even ask for donations. And
right.
this is the best that I can see and say
mm-hmm.
as for not just America, but Canada or anywhere.
All right.
Defend themselves against tyranny.
Yep. I understand when you made some interesting comments. Let's see what others think. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Go to our site, Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN.com. live.com. I am amazed in the last almost a half of a year now that I have been here to see the growth of the network. I would say it has grown maybe fivefold or tenfold since I have been here. I don't know. It's been tremendous. And the number of people listening and seeking us out, you know why? Because there is nothing like true talk radio. And that's the sad part, is that there is absolutely no freedom in the controlled establishment media. And that's why the Rush Limbaughs and others now are losing much of their radio audience because of that. All right, let's go back now. Let's see, is it John in Tennessee, did you say? In Florida, I'm sorry. John in Florida, hello, you're on the program.
I'm back.
You are back. Oh, you were on before.
You pulled the plug on me at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't do that deliberately.
I thought it might have been.
Please accept my apologies.
Accepted. I thought it might have been because I said something anti-Jewish.
Oh, no. It's just that we had a break and we have to give, everybody a chance to speak. We have so many callers on this program.
I know, Rick. I understand.
What did you want to say that you left out?
What I wanted to really speak about was the gun confiscation in New Orleans. And what's going on over there, okay?
Okay.
And I'm really glad it happened the way it did because I can follow on with Troy's comments about what, you know, he said. What we got over there are a lot of federal gunslingers now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I see all sorts of people with a badge and a gun going around in airboats and in like rowboats and what have you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're going into houses doing what are called dynamic entries. There are people from ICE, from Federal Protective Services, from Customs and Border. All of these people are paramilitary units. I don't see anybody going up to a door or even calling out with what they call a bullhorn or, you know, those big electronic megaphone sort of things, saying, come out wherever you are, we're here to help you, you know, from, let's say, civil authorities. It's all gun-toting goons,
mm-hmm.
and they're all getting good training. I mean, why do we have elements of the Coast Guard going on to people's houses doing dynamic entries? These are SWAT team maneuvers.
Well, you see, they've taken it away, the authority away from the governors of the National Guard,
right,
by putting them, so many of them, a third of them in some cases or more, into combat in Iraq and other occupied nations now, that now we find there is a need to replace them with military troops in this country. And maybe we can bring in foreign troops as well, because the time will come when we can use all of them to patrol our cities when rioting breaks out, right?
Well, Rick, isn't it strange that if somebody answers the door and you're banging away, that you've still got guys outside with MP5 Heckler-Koch submachine guns or M16s or whatever type of firearm, shotguns, ready to pounce and react?
Yes,
you know,
it is.
It's obvious that this is a training exercise for any federal agency.
Oh, it is. It is a training exercise, and every day that I'm here on the air, every day of my life, I see more and more government control taking over more and more of what used to be our freedoms. I don't think anyone can argue with that fact. Can you argue with that? No.
No.
And you're losing it, my friend.
I've worn the uniform. I've been an MP. I've been trained to do some of these things, and it offends me seeing what I'm seeing.
It should, and thank God for your offense.
Thank you.
All right, John, thank you for the call. 800-313-9443. Get the drift? Well, we're talking about tyranny and police states and, you know, a lot of people listening for the first time. This sounds like a bunch of right-wing crackpots. They're a bunch of people that shoot at the hip and they're looking ready to go with, without any question, to go into battle and kill some innocent people. Not at all. That's not what you're hearing. You think you are, because that's the way the media bosses have conditioned you to think. But the fact is, people are angry, people are restless, and people have not had their questions answered. 9/11 is a classic example of that. Ray in Wisconsin, I'm sorry, West Virginia, you're on the program.
Thank you. Mr. Adams, is it?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Go right ahead.
My statement is regarding Troy from New York.
Uh-huh.
His idea has
what
got
do you
one,
think? Go ahead.
His ideas have one fatal flaw.
Okay. All right. Let me hear yours. Let me hear your response.
The flaw is the secret societies. and particularly Freemasonry. Practically all of these sheriffs throughout the United States belong to this secret brotherhood, and they've taken an oath that supersedes any oath that they take public for office, okay?
All of them?
Absolutely, just about every one of them.
Well, I know there are many.
They premate your chambers of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
They're your unelected town councils. And this is a powerhouse within itself. It is worldwide. And I'm sorry, a sheriff will obey his worshipful lodge master, if he tells him to disregard public justice.
Right, right.
Okay? He is sworn to obey.
We get a break.
One above him.
Do you want to stay on the line?
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
National Intel Report, Don Stadtmiller Show. I'm Rick Adams filling in today. And here's something that's apropos before we go back to the phones. Zogby poll shows Americans favor border control over gun control by a 3-to-1 margin. And this just released from the other gun rights organization, the Second Amendment Foundation. We've talked about the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms as we open the show, and what better way to get ready to close than to give you this report as well. All right, we're back again with Ray of West Virginia. Ray, quickly now, not much time. Go ahead.
Okay, Ms. Adams, that's the flaw in Troy's solution. It's this secret brotherhood that has compromised the public duty to the secret brotherhood.
I understand that in many communities that's the case. I can testify to that fact that I know many people, you know, when they've had problems with the law traveling out of state, have gone to a key individual who flashes his Masonic badge before the judge, and guess what? They get off.
Now, absolutely.
There is a tremendous amount of truth to that. You're right, my friend.
And if you're not a member, you'll get canned. You'll get fined, put in jail, or both, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a fraternity out there, and
it is not
a Christian organization, to
say the
least. And
it's in charge of your union court out here. The judges, lawyers, too, even preachers, they're members of this crap.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for your call.
Good to hear from you, Ray.
All right, let's see. I think Ron dropped off from Bastrop. Is that right? He dropped off? He's still there. Don from Michigan. I'm sorry we lost him, but we got time for you. Ron in Bastrop. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for calling.
I was blown out of my chair early around 6:30 Sunday morning. Both NBC affiliate had Dick Cheney in San Antonio on camera saying, well, you know, we're still working through this Katrina exercise, and did you hear that? I mean,
those words exactly.
Those exact words. I'm going to try and call the affiliate and see if they would release a copy of that. I mean,
that'd be interesting if you could get that. Yeah,
it was just unbelievable. He says we're going to learn from our, you know, learn what we did right and how we can improve. And I'm thinking, oh, so how you can improve killing more people, withholding more aid next time, maybe even keeping the media away so we're not shamed into action.
See, it's almost as if this was an attack on New Orleans by some biochemical terror, you see. It's the same effect, the same kind of malaise is occurring. So it might well just as well be another attack on America.
Well,
if we have several of these, then we have a major attack, don't we?
And then this morning, On Air America Radio, there was talk of Tulane has biochem labs doing contract work for the government, and you know, monkeys may be missing, and there's a 22 state alert right now in this region apparently.
For
spread of disease. This is all planned, man.
Well, see if you can get that information and provide it to the network, provide it to John or me, and find out what we can hear from that tape if you have the audio and the video. Okay.
Dick Cheney. I was blown away, man.
All right, thank you.
I'll talk
see
to you
if
later.
You can do that. Thank you very much.
God bless you, guy. God
okay,
bless you.
Thank you, Ron. All right, we're just about out of time, and that's about it for the National Intel Report. My pleasure. Filling in for John Stadtmiller today, and join us tonight on a rebroadcast of Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, and tomorrow night back again live right here on the one, the only Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take all our money and send it abroad.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.